entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in to today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Two-part show. First segment is with Jen Uhas, and she is going to be discussing with us the Central Labor Council's fundraiser. Jen, you there? Okay. Jen, are you there? No. I guess Jen is not there. I believe all the buttons are correct. Jen, are you there? Well, I will try.
Naomi,
there you are. There you are. You there?
This is Naomi.
Oh, Naomi, how you doing?
Good. Sorry about that. I thought Jen might also be on the call too, so I was waiting maybe she would be on. But
Naomi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. You sound a lot like Jen. Actually, I thought you were Jen.
Oh, nope. It's Naomi Hewitt. I'm the recording secretary on the Central Labor Council in Fairbanks.
Okay, and you're having a fundraiser.
Yep, we're having a fundraiser that supports the career and technical education in the school district.
And let's look at it from the beginning. What schools is this involved?
Well, any student in high school can enroll into these career and technical classes, but those classes are offered at Hutchinson High School and North Pole High School, and I think one or two proposed to Lathrop High School.
And you're having this fundraiser at the Morris Thompson Center?
Yep. We're having it at Morris Thompson Center so we can watch a few short films that were done by the audiovisual class from Hutchinson High School.
Movies, audiovisual, are they? Let's break it. Let's keep it simple for David, okay?
Yeah. There's some about workplace hazards and graduation and just different takes on life at the high school level that sometimes we forget about.
Now, this fundraiser is tomorrow?
It is tomorrow at 6 p.m.
And what's entailed?
It's kind of brief. Just want to get people connected and educated on what the district is offering to kids. We'll have some apprenticeship tables there, some tables for projects that some of the kids have done in the different high schools, and then the movie with a few snacks.
Ah, what's the movie?
The movie is the clips or films from the kids in the audiovisual class.
So what sort of projects have they done that they're going to be displaying?
You know, I just let them decide, and I have no idea. I assume there's some welding, maybe some mechanical stuff, but maybe a carpentry. I'm not 100% sure. They just give them the space, and then we'll see what happens.
You know, Hutchinson's been doing this career educational goodness, for 50 years, plus or minus. Isn't that right?
I'm not 100% sure on how long, but I know they've been doing it for a while, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the welding, auto mechanics, carpentry, a little bit of everything to get a student in high school an alternative to a career path, a very good alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and I believe Hutch also has medical, I forget what it's called, health and human services.
Okay. What the heck?
They have a few different career paths.
Okay. And how many different displays are you expecting tomorrow?
Again, not 100% sure. It's Christmas break, so...
And it's also minus 40 below.
Sometimes that scares a few people away, including presenters. So I'm trying to rally the troops and make sure that folks are still... Because I've already gotten a few texts that, is it still happening?
I think we have Jen on the other line. Hold on here.
Okay.
You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Hi. I worked at Hutchison a number of years and several decades apart and stuff. And actually, it started in the 70s. It wasn't a high school then. It was a mix of high school and open community college. But anyway, it only became a high school in, I think, 2004. I think the department is the graphic design department. We don't call it audio visual anymore. And also what you said was, David, was incorrect. It is not to get people off the career path, so to speak, an alternative to the career path. It's a different career path than college or the university. But they have certifiable, certified programs over there. You can be certified in your trade before you can get out of high school. So,
are you going to come back into the downtown and go through this, Mel?
No.
Okay.
I'm retired and I don't go to town unless I have to. Thank you.
Thanks, Mel. Now, Naomi, I have the technical question for you.
Okay.
My vehicle thermostat only goes down to minus 40 below. Does yours go any lower?
I don't know, because mine is broken. When I got my dog ate my auto start receiver.
Oh, God.
It has never worked since then.
Well, okay. That's a casualty of the Cold War, we'll call it. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. So what time does this start? 6 o'clock tomorrow?
6 o'clock tomorrow at the Morris Thompson Center.
Okay. And students from North Pole and Hutch, have you seen any of their displays yet?
I have not. I just assume that they're going to be good.
Okay. And how long do you think it's going to last till?
Probably until like 7:30, 7 or 7:30.
So it's not too late.
Nope. I was trying to keep it short and to the point.
And do you think it'd behoove parents to bring their kids down there, their potential students, take a look and see what actually happens at Hutchison and North Pole so they can make a determination that this might be a good career choice?
I think that it may be a good choice to try and get introduced, but probably the best thing for them to do would potentially to visit the schools themselves, but it may start that conversation for those kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone is welcome that's interested in supporting or learning about those career and technical education paths.
Okay. Well, Naomi, that's our segment here. Greatly appreciate it. And hope you the best of success tomorrow. I might drop by in there to get, sometimes at 40 below, you just got to leave your house because you just got to. And I might just show up tomorrow just because I just got to get out of the house, okay?
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you. Thanks.
You have a great day. Bye. In Fairbanks, we will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Looking for a way to serve your state and secure your future? The Alaska Army National Guard offers tuition assistance, career training, and part-time service with full-time benefits. Build real-world skills, earn extra income, and be a part of a team that protects Alaska when it matters most. Your adventure starts here. Talk to your local recruiter today. The Alaska Army National Guard. Live here, work here, serve here. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Meadow Rydell with Kinross Fort Knox. This year, the Fairbanks Community Food Bank is facing one of their biggest challenges, with a near record of families in need. Please join us at Fort Knox in supporting the food bank through the holiday Hearts of Gold. During December, we'll match your financial gifts to the food bank. Find out more online at fairbanksfoodbank.org or call 907-457-4273. Holiday magic happens when we all work together. Thank you from Kinross Fort Knox.
Do you sleep well? I never sleep. I could brag about how well I do my job, except I realize my success requires teamwork. I am your septic tank. I count on you and Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' to keep me happy, see? But I have my limits and a backup plan. Call Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' to pump me out just once a year. I promise you'll sleep like a baby.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
A dense fog advisory remains in effect. Mainly clear this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 35 below. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows around 40 below. A dusting of snow tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues here in the studio. Yeah, my vehicle registered 40 below this morning, and it wouldn't go any lower as I was driving around. And I knew, you know, as you leave Fairbanks and you get, say, you're going down College Road, it dropped from 36 to 40 real fast, and it would not go any lower. And I went over near the presentation of the University of Alaska's time and temperature and said minus 44 there. So I was going, my vehicle only goes down to minus 40 below, so... Took a photo of it, put it on Facebook, sent it to some friends of mine from college, the photo, and one guy texted me back, and he's in San Diego area, and he says it's 70 above there, and I'm not going to tell you the emoji that I sent him, but we'll just call it half a peace sign. But hey, you know, this weekend, I was thinking about Fairbanks and neighborhood Westgate Place and parents and growing up, and I remembered a gentleman by the name of Dick Gruhl, and he lived down at the corner of Westgate and Riverview on Sunset and Riverview there. And so, but that made me start thinking, so I looked him up on, you know, he passed away a little bit over a decade ago, but it caught my eye. Dick Gruhl was actually a person who worked here at KFAR. So I thought, wow, maybe what I should do is let's just have a talk and go down memory lane with KFAR, some of the old newscasters and things like that, and give a call in, if you know, talk about your favorites, someone who you might have enjoyed listening to and things like that. And I had lots of different documents that, but unfortunately, at different locations, so house, office, and I didn't bring them all with me. So we're going to get through this. So, you know, is this fun to look at this? And KFAR radio, commercial radio station, this is from Wikipedia. Founded in 1939 by industrialist Austin E. Lathrop, KFAR is the oldest radio station in Fairbanks and one of the oldest in Alaska. KFAR airs Fox News Radio throughout the day and carries national radio programs through Compass Media Networks, Genesis Communications Network, yada, yada, yada. Since adopting the news talk format in the 1980s, KFAR has a long-standing commitment to airing locally produced radio talk stations. Okay, anyway. The history. The station marked its entry into broadcasting as Lathrop continued to diversify and expand his business empire throughout the territory of Alaska. Lathrop hired engineer Stanton Bennett to build the station. Bennett, in turn, recommended that Lathrop hire a young engineer he worked with in Oregon by the name of Augie Hebert. Remember that name. Who would later become influential in starting Lathrop's second radio station, KENI, and also KFER-TV. For the most of the station's early existence, the studio was in the Lathrop building in downtown Fairbanks. That building is still there. I have not knocked that building down yet. The station shared space in the building with other Lathrop enterprises, such as the Fairbanks Daily News Miner, yes. Cap owned that, and then Augie bought that. But we'll get into that a little bit later. The transmitter was on Farmers Loop Road, northeast of the University of Alaska, on a tract of land owned by Lathrop, around which a Fairbanks Golf and Country Club was later built. That building is still out there. Now, here's something I did not know. The radio dial, it was originally on 610 kilohertz and moved to 660 on the AM dial in 1956. Following Lathrop's death in 1950, his numerous businesses continued to be run by his business associates under the corporate umbrella, the Lathrop Company, with radio stations under the subsidiary Midnight Sun Broadcasting. One of the associates, Alvin O. Bramstead, purchased Lathrop Broadcasting Holdings in 1960. Those associates, Alvin O. Bramstead, changing the name slightly to Midnight Sun Broadcasters. Bramstead and his company operated the station throughout the 1960s and 70s. Midnight Sun also operated the sister KFAR station on Channel 2, the TV station, with much cooperation and intermingling of on-air personnel evident. Bramstead retired and sold off his holdings in the early 1980s. The partnership of Bill Wally, Edward Mertes, and Frank DeLong, doing business as Borealis Broadcasters, purchased the station. Also, they would launch KWLF, known as K-Wolf, during this period. The station was later owned by New Northwest Broadcasters, which purchased Borealis. It is currently owned by Rob Engstead through the licensee Rob Engstead Licenses, LLC, and goes by the branding of The Radio Station. Perry Wally, the company's general manager, the son of Bill Wally, and grew up around the station, as did his brother Terry. Anyway, so gets a little bit interesting there. So I pulled up Dick Gruhl, and again, if you want to go back through memory lane, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, if you want to bring up some of your favorite radio announcers. So, Dick Gruhl was an American radio announcer, real estate businessman, and Democratic politician in the U.S. territory in the state of Alaska. Gruhl served as Speaker of the Alaska Territorial House of Representatives during the last territorial legislature and would also serve in the Alaska House of Representatives following statehood. Dick was born in Wisconsin on April 18, 1928, and came to Fairbanks, Alaska through his service in the U.S. Army. And stayed after leaving the Army. He spent a number of years working for the Fairbanks radio station, KFAR, as an announcer and program director. He would later go on to be working real estate. And anyway, he served in the House of Representatives, Alaska Territorial House of Representatives, from 1953 to 1958, serving as Speaker from 1957 to 58. He was later a delegate to the 1960 Democratic National Convention, that nominated John F. Kennedy for President of the United States. Gruhl would later serve in the State House of Representatives in 1959 and served on one of William Governor Egan's advisory redistricting boards. So that was my neighbor down the street, and let's see, what else can we find out about Dick? He was elected to the Alaska Territory Representatives from 1953 to 1955 and 1957. In 1953, he was appointed to the first legislative council, which initiated the groundwork for the Alaska statehood. He was a chairman of the council from 1955 to 1957. In 1955, he was elected House Majority Leader. He was a chairman of the conference committee that introduced a bill calling for Alaska Constitutional Convention. In 1957, he was elected to as Speaker of the House. Boy. In 1961, Dick Rowe became the editor of Jensen's Weekly in Alaska under E.F. Jensen. While there, he wrote the weekly humor satire column Caught in the Sluice Box, featuring Buckwheat Charlie. Okay. And a few other things about him, but just wanted to bring up his background in regards to being on the radio. Now, when you're looking at stuff like this, you know, I don't listen to much of AM radio. Even though I'm on AM radio, I listen to the FM radio, the River. I'm a River fan. But I remember, you know, as got out of college and came home, and it was just a winter like this. My parents were gone. I was house-sitting for them and, you know, came back from college with a sports car. And everyone's calling me up this morning. Came back to college with a sports car. And so had to drive around my dad's El Camino. And in the El Camino, he had a radio. He didn't have an 8-track. He didn't have a cassette. He had a radio. And the radio was only AM. That was it, AM. And so the only thing I could listen to or stand was 660 AM KFAR. Listen to Wee Willie Wally, Steve Agbaba, Lowell Purcell, Tradio, things like that. And then over time, you know, those were the you know, people that I listened to. And so many other people well before that were there. Now, Gail Malloy, she had this great show called Meet a Pioneer, and she would introduce people. And I tried looking up information on Gail, and I just really couldn't find anything. That's where it made me question the internet. I wonder if, you know, anyway, I think she married Jim Binkley Jr. for a bit. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, David. It's Jen.
Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was listening to your segment, and I couldn't help but see the analogy is not just that he was on the radio, but that he was also a real estate agent. And then you get to the part where he was a Democrat, and I guess that's, you know, back then, though, the Alaska Democrats were a little different. So maybe you guys were a little closer aligned. But you mentioned Tradio, and I was going to say, Tradio was one of my favorite things I found when I came to Fairbanks in 2002. Of course, I was here in college, but I came back up to help Bud Fate with his race in 2002. And now we all get everything on Facebook Marketplace, but that's the part I was going to call in and say I used to listen to and just adored about KFAR was Tradio.
I know. It's now the Facebook Marketplace, to tell you the truth. Yeah, that took its place.
There on your phone, but before we all had phones that had pictures in them, you know, we had Tradio.
That is true. Did you ever sell anything or buy anything off of Tradio?
Oh, quite a bit.
Oh, I never did.
You didn't?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I would listen to that when I was in the Alaska Outdoor Council office, and I got rid of some equipment. I had moved up the highway. I got a really good little pancake air compressor, because I still had my dental hygiene mechanical tools from when I was practicing. And I was doing some woodworking with those, doing some little etching and everything. And I needed a small compressor like they have in the dentist offices. I got one of those for like $80. And it was like, I had researched it, right? And it was a really good like $400 compressor. And I toted that around for like the next 15 years.
Wow. Well, okay. Now, Jen, I'm going to take a break here. Could you call back after our break and we'll talk more about this?
Sure thing.
And also talk about a fundraiser tomorrow. Well, so much for that. Anyway, we'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at
KFARradio.com. I'm John Zossier. President Trump hosting a bilateral meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida today. They're still working on a U.S.-brokered ceasefire in Gaza. It's been facing some challenges as they move into the second phase. That involves rebuilding Gaza under international supervision. President Trump explaining he wants to see progress in permanently ending this war between Israel and Hamas.
As quickly as we can, but there has to be a disarmament, you know, that we have to disarm with Hamas. So one of the things we'll talk about, certainly, but there has to be a disarming of Hamas. Otherwise, very quickly.
A powerful winter storm moving northeast. Snow, ice, rain, strong winds all in the mix. The National Weather Service says blizzard conditions and treacherous travel for areas of snow and wind across the upper Midwest. 2 feet of snow falling at least one place in Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports an arrest was made last week in the killing of a 37-year-old Fairbanks man last month, according to Alaska State Troopers. Jacob Marcy, 33, was arrested on December 22nd in connection with the death of 37-year-old Michael Boyd. On November 22nd, Boyd was found dead in the driver's seat of a vehicle just before 1 a.m. near Sourdough Gas Station on Farmers Loop, according to AST. It was an extensive and exhaustive investigation, Adam Jackson, an investigator with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation, said. It required a lot of man hours and a lot of teamwork and collaboration within the Alaska Bureau of Investigations. Using surveillance videos and dash cam footage, troopers were able to locate four pistol casings that matched the same bullets found in Boyd's car. The footage also showed a vehicle speeding away from an Alaska waste transfer site, the place where investigators believe the shooting took place. Records showed that Marcy owned the vehicle. Marcy has been charged with first-degree murder and 2 counts of second-degree murder, and he has a preliminary hearing scheduled for December 31st.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
This holiday season, something incredible happened in the Golden Heart community. Thanks to you, our amazing listeners, local businesses, and our generous sponsors, the Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family program was a tremendous success. We came together to lift up struggling families, filling wish lists, easing burdens, and bringing a little extra magic to homes that needed it most. And our sponsor, members of the Napa Auto Care Group, like Pager Road Auto Repair, Gas and Diesel Doctor, Frontline Automotive, and Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. Your kindness, your support, and your heart made this season brighter for so many of our neighbors. Because of you, families across our community will feel hope, warmth, and joy this holiday season. So from all of us and from every family touched by your generosity, thank you, members of the Napa Auto Care Group, Pager Road Auto Repair, Gas and Diesel Doctor, Frontline Automotive, and Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. Together, we pumped up the kids and lifted the whole community.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here, and I'm going to bring up another old broadcaster, Lowell Purcell. You know, I always remember Lowell Purcell with a smile. Simple as that. And Lowell was born in Honolulu, believe it or not. And he came to Fairbanks and was hired by KFRB on College Road. There he met Steve Agbaba. And Steve was something else, another one of those mythical people that had a lot of broadcasting. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
David, this is Ron.
Hello, Ron.
And couldn't help but dredging up an old memory from the early days. We might trip over to the TV side for just a moment.
Certainly.
This was back in the very early 70s, and we were living in a small apartment watching the local evening news. on a 13-inch cathode ray TV.
Was it Bob Parsons?
And Maury Smith.
Yeah, yeah. The Call for Cash, the big 30 news show.
Yes. Well, anyway, right? And Maury sat at a desk. He's a very dignified-looking gentleman, but with very deadpan. And he gave the straight news, and Parson gave the sports, as I recall.
Yeah.
And anyway, right in the middle of the news broadcast, we had a quake hit.
Oh.
And when they came back on the air, Smith's eyes were as big as saucers, and it was fairly evident that he'd been knocked out of his folding chair during the earthquake.
You know, it was interesting because the TV was on a two-week delayed basis back then. You know, we got the tapes.
Yes.
But the news was live.
Yes. Well, and I also recall sitting in the civilian officers, barracks out on Allison, where my wife was living at the time, listening to the radio to get the live Super Bowl. So we listened to Super Bowl III there when Joe Namath won the Super Bowl.
Ah, there you go. Actually, it was his defense that won the Super Bowl, but we're getting beyond ourselves.
shall we say a field goal kicker named Injun Jim Turner?
There you go. Yeah. So, but you remember those? Yeah, you know, we had TV and radio, and KFAR had a TV station. Most people don't remember that.
It was, like I say, it was quite some time ago.
Okay, Ron, you take care. I'm taking another phone call here, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
All right, you too. Bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
It's just Jen. You told me to call back.
Yeah, Jen. So let's, we missed the first section with you. It was supposed to be you and Naomi, but due to technical difficulties with me, I couldn't get through because it's me, and it's 40 below. So anyway.
It could be me being out here house-sitting for the Buse, you know. I mean, their internet is, if it wasn't in feet, the internet cuts in and out, and maybe the phone's doing it too.
There you go. So you got here in what, 2002?
Well, professionally, yes. I mean, I was here for college and wanted to stay. But in order to pay for my botany degree, I went down to Anchorage to get a two-year dental hygiene degree, and then I kind of got stuck there for a number of years.
Ah, okay. Who are some of your favorite announcers, you know, on the KFU or this radio in general in the Fairbanks area?
Well, of course, I listen to Joe Nava.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Shooter's Corner, yep.
Yeah.
The OG, the original.
The original, yeah. I was on the very first one with Michael Duke.
Okay.
Michael was one of my favorites.
My first time on the radio was with Michael Dukes and then Steve Floyd on different programs. And, yeah, interesting.
It wasn't my first time on the radio, but it was my first time on KFAR.
Yeah. You know, then there was Wee Willie Wally. You know, him and two other people bought the station, and he ran it. And he also ran a TV station, or was on a TV station. It's interesting how they took the people from KFER and majority on the radio, but hey, you're also on TV.
Well, and that surprised me because that first time I didn't realize that the cameras were rolling, and then I saw it later and thought, geez, Michael, I would have combed my hair or something.
I know. But Tradio market, you know, this Tradio is like the Facebook marketplace today. And, you know, my first few years on this, about once a month or once every 2 months, I'd get a phone call asking if this was Tradio.
Yeah. I want to know, how many times has the building moved? And was the original out by the golf course?
That was the engineering, the repeater station out there. It started in the Lathrop building that also housed his newspaper, the Fairbanks News Miner, and also in the basement of that building was a bowling alley. And then I don't know where it went after that, but yeah, there was a bowling. There was a bowling alley in the basement of the Lathrop building. And then there was this building hotel called the Roaring Twenties, and what was the other name of it when it finally got knocked down on Cushman Street? And it had a swimming pool in the middle of it, and it had I remember I was a member of a health club there in the early to mid 80s for about 6 months to 8 months. There's a little health club in there, and it was in there for a while. Then it went over to the Washington Plaza. It was in the Washington Plaza on the second floor. And then it went over to Aspen Street. And this is when they started getting more radio stations, K-Wolf and KIAK and things like that. It was over in the Aurora Industrial area off Aspen Street, right where the right on the corner where the industrial commercial meets residential. Then it went to First Avenue there, you know, about the 700 to 800 block of First Avenue and Second Avenue. And then it came over to here about 8-10 years ago.
And it was never in a mobile food truck, because it sounds like trying to find a food truck around here.
No, but they used to have this little you know, like towable trailer. You know, the look that said KFAR radio on it. So they had that. And, you know, they were well known for their sports. They would do local sports, as Lowell Purcell, I remember growing up in the 70s, he always did the basketball games, and he did the Gold Panther games. And you have Ken, the VMAX, he does that now. He does hockey and basketball. And so, and then you have Raleigh doing baseball. So, you know, the KFAR radio always did. Yeah.
Yeah, Larry Henderson did the wrestling for a long time, and P.J. Simon did some of the basketball in the room.
Yeah. And then you have this gentleman by the name of Jerry Fears. he was a commentator, and he wrote this book called Boom Cash and Balderdash. He had 5-minute segments on KFAR radio, and he was very methodically retrospective on items, we'll call it. You remember 60 Minutes, the guy who did, you ever wonder why, be retrospective?
Oh, yes.
I always thought that guy copied Jerry Fears. You know, Jerry Fears from the 70s and 80s. This guy copied him. You ever wonder why? That was Jerry Fears. Great guy, great personality.
That's fantastic. There's so much history here.
Yeah. Then you had Steve Agbaba at Large, a little talk show. And then later on, he went down to Seattle and did the Kingdome Report. He'd call in and do the Kingdome Report.
Oh,
he was
wow.
doing stuff. He was doing stuff down in Seattle. And he grew up in, I think he came from or spent a lot of time in Valdez. And he did that. And then, Lowell Purcell. Lowell was also on the city council for a number of years, as was Wee Willie Wally, Bill Wally. And Bill Wally was the mayor from about 83 to 89. Bill was also on the borough assembly. And I think it was the same time he was on the mayor of Fairbanks and the presiding officer of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly.
At the same time?
I think he was. That's what Perry tells me. Now, if you're going to get into politics, that's how you do it.
Hold all the seats at once so nobody can.
he was the chairman of whatever happened in those meetings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's also, kind of a theme there. You were talking about some of these folks going on. And I'm curious how many of our Fairbanks announcers went on to greater things, or larger things, because there's nothing greater than being here in Fairbanks. But so many of our Alaska reporters come up and get their first statewide experience.
Oh, yeah.
And go to a larger stage. I wonder how many of our announcers went to the proverbial larger stage in radio.
Well, Michael Dukes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. There's your Fairbanks example. Wee Willie Wally. He ran for governor, I think about 86 or 88. on the in the primary, but he didn't make it out of the primary. Just Jim Matherly, myself.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
You know, just it's, you know, I did a little bit differently. I got elected, then came on the radio. And most people get on the radio and then go get elected.
Yeah, I wondered, you have so many guests on. How many are you farming to probably, as a field, a farm team for running for office? I mean, you have all the elected officials on, but then how many are you trying to develop just so that you can get them to run?
I will neither confirm nor deny that accusation for its authenticity or accuracy.
Accusation?
Some people might look at it as an accusation.
That's our Fairbanks radio history. What are you, I mean, we're almost to New Year's Eve here. We've got the, you know, today is the 29th, tomorrow's the 30th, and the fundraiser, and then we've got New Year's Eve. You know, are we doing some wrap-up of the Fairbanks year here?
Tomorrow's show is not confirmed yet, but Wednesday's show is going to be with Joni Skillbred. It's the last, you know, Wednesday of the month. And she's going to be bringing us through the history of Pioneer Park, the naming of Pioneer Park.
That's a good one.
Yeah, with everything going on with that discussion right now. And so, you know, how to get the name Pioneer Park, how to get the name Alaska Land. I always, you know, I don't care what anyone says. To me, it's A67. I was here for A67. And so, you know, how many times are you going to change the name of this darn park?
A67.
Alaska Centennial 67, our 100-year anniversary of the purchase of Alaska.
Well, and, you know, as we turn the clock here, we'll be at the 250th anniversary of the United States.
That is correct. That is in 2026, 1776.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for taking my call, and thanks for, I'll just listen now and let you run through some more history.
Thank you, Jen. You have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye. Yeah, and, you know, I enjoy our Fairbanks history. I really do. And what the heck? I try and bring it up. That's why, you know, on Wednesday is History Day. Even though today's a Monday, what the heck? And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
When it comes to healthy teeth and a nice smile, my family relies on affordable dental care. Professional, local, and as the name implies, affordable. Saving us money for those amazing family vacations that we're all looking forward to getting back to. Thanks, Affordable Dental Care. Check them out for yourself and see what they can do for your family.
You need a sparkle for your smile. We'll always be there. Affordable Dental Care.
That's Affordable Dental Care just off 14th Avenue.
Weather brought to you by CNR Pipe. Weather in Alaska can change fast, but you can always count on CNR Pipe, Alaska's largest metal supplier. Proud to support the last frontier.
KFAR Weather.
A dense fog advisory continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 35 below. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 40 below. A dusting of snow tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. And call in 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. There's a call. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio. Your name is?
Randy.
Randy, what are you up to?
Oh, just to let you know, one Problem Corner host that I really, really enjoyed was Lee Keene, who later changed his name to David Arlen. His actual name was David Rogers, Dave Rogers. But he was the Problem Corner host from 1996 to 1999.
Okay.
And, you know, all the different hosts, you know, they have their different strengths and qualities about them, you know, that are interesting. But his was, in my view, that he was interested in what a caller had to say and was not afraid to mix it up with them, debate with them, you know, not in a pugnacious manner or anything, but I really appreciated that. There's nothing more that I personally enjoy more is hearing a good back and forth debate with kind of somewhat counterpoints of
view. And with respect.
Yeah. I know I enjoy listening to my ears, like today, always perk up when Mel calls in, because I'm always anxious for some kind of little mixing it up a bit, and because he always has kind of a little slightly counterpoint of view. So I had to run over to the radio to turn him up a bit, because his voice is always real soft for some reason. I don't know what's wrong with his volume, but anyway, that's what I like to hear, a good debate. And some national hosts, for instance, don't take any calls at all. Some will take calls, but they're not good at mixing it up. I mean, they get mad. I forgot his name now, but the guy he's on KFAR from 3 to 6.
It's interesting when Perry Wally asked me to be the host of Problem Corner. I was shell shocked, and in the course of our discussion on this before I said yes or no, I said, why me? Why did you choose me? And he goes, three reasons. He goes, one, you have a radio voice, a good radio voice. I said, oh, I didn't know that. He goes, yes, you do. He goes, but this is to your query there. He said, when Steve Floyd's minions were coming after you, you never got upset, you never broke. And that's important in this. I said, oh, okay, thank you. And the third one was, we've lost a lot of our radio advertisers. We need someone to build it back up, and you know most of the people here, so you can build it back up. But as you brought up, it's important when you're on the radio, don't lose composure. Things are going to be said to you that you're not going to agree with, but guess what? We enforce freedom of speech. Simple as that.
Yeah. Oh, and the guy that's from 3 p.m. to 6, I just thought of his name, Mark Levin. But his one of his famous retorts is, get off the air, you big dope. And to me, that's kind of funny, but it's not really what I want to hear. I want to hear a debate.
Now, Mel, great guy, but very, very critical of me. Funnier than heck. We used to get together for a beer, but once, when they'd open up the Howling Dog, but now that the Howling Dog isn't open anymore, we haven't gone out there for our opening of the dog beer. But very, very fine gentleman. Been through a whole lot in life and experience that I've never been in. And so I really just like sitting down and talking with him and seeing his point of view and how a person's point of view and how they came to that point of view. And if you ever talked to Mel privately, you would understand his direction. And we've even bought food together, so whenever Mel wants to call me up and have a difference of opinion with me, it's an open line phone call and very respectful for me to him. Simple as that.
Yeah, I always appreciate when he calls in.
Yeah. Anyway, you have a good Christmas. Now, what was some of your other, I've got one for you here. How long have you been in Fairbanks?
Over 50 years.
Okay, you're the right person to ask this question to. We went to the talk show format here, and I remember listening to the talk show format, and you'd have Wee Willie Wally on Problem Corner, and he had something very, very controversial. He had the Dr. Ruth show on. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And everyone went nuts.
She was a
sex therapist. She was a sex therapist.
I know who she is.
it was like, wow, So anyway, I remember that. So this radio station, this program, KFAR, has really brought people through the ages, through different genres and different time frames. As the United States, as Alaska, as Fairbanks has expanded, grown, educated, this radio station has been there in the forefront of it, experiencing it, recognizing it, recording it, or being a part of it.
Yeah. Another thing about Dr. Ruth is, for a while, she had a gig advertising for Honda on TV. There was a commercial with her, And she said, and everybody should get a prelude.
Oh, God. Yeah, she, what was she, German, Austrian, whatever it was. You know, she had that, you know, Swiss accent, you know, whatever it was. But, yeah, so, you know, I really didn't listen to AM radio that much, but since I had my dad's car, he had an El Camino, and the only thing in the car was an AM station, and so I'm not a country western fan, so it was basically a KFAR radio station for me. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm glad that you I can understand that, and I, on the other hand, listen to a lot of AM radio talk shows, and the main FM station that I listen to, and I listen to it quite often. I'm not even going to give the call numbers because I'm not trying to recommend people listen to it, but I love to listen to it, and it's a communist, pro-communist, low-power station here in town, and I just enjoy listening to it, particularly when I'm in my car, because I kind of actually talk back to it sometimes to think of counterpoints to what they're saying, and so anything with politics I enjoy.
So do I. Randy, you have a great day, a great new year. I hope you had a great Christmas, and I always look forward to the conversations with you, sir. You have a great day.
Well, thank you. Bye. Yep.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Jim. I heard you mention Steve Agbaba.
Yeah.
Some memories from, gosh, must be in the mid-70s. By the way, you were working on the pipeline as a laborer?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, me too. I was at 942. Good retirement from that, keeping me going these days.
Good for you. Good for you.
A friend and I, fellow labor, knew Steve's brother. And through his brother, we met Steve. And this is kind of funny. Back in the mid-70s, on First Avenue, way down on the end by the courthouse end, there was a hotel there.
Yeah, the Pioneer.
Yeah. In the basement, Steve had set up a casino.
A gambling aspect.
And he took us, we met him down there, and he was showing off the roulette table and giving us little Coca-Colas, you know, little 6-ounce cans, of just kind of showing off the casino. You know, we left, and an hour later or so, we heard that the police had arrested him for this. And I always thought, oh, my gosh, is he going to think that we turned him in? Because it was just after we saw the place. But, yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it Fairbanks was a lot different back then, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I miss those places. I used to live right on the Albright Apartments there, that long green building next to Samson Hardware.
Yeah, Johnny Albright's, yeah.
Right downtown. I faced the river, faced the town. And I was right there where all the action was during the oil rush days.
You had a view to a kill.
I had a pair of binoculars and I had a police band radio.
Yeah, it was interesting. My dad had a scanner, and he had it sitting right next to his chair in the living room. And whenever us boys went out, that scanner was on. Jim, you have a great day. I got to sign off here, buddy. I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate Memory Lane with you.
Yep, I do too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, boy. How about that for me? So, you know, that's why I love being a Fairbankson. You know, I've experienced so much of it in history and witnessed it, and I get to talk about it. You know, I'm not an expert at all, but, hey, you know, seen enough, seen a lot, more than most, and I like to bring it up and sort of explain it to people. So, Fairbanks, that is our show. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is not set yet, working on a few things. Wednesday, we have the incredible Joni Skillbred, and Thursday is New Year's Day, but so nothing will be on, but I'll be back on Friday. You have a great day.